This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones, Theo Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We have a jam-packed show on this 1st of July, 2014. You know, we're coming up to the 4th of July this weekend, and I just saw a story on the BBC. Internet billionaire Nick Hanauer warns of a coming revolution. That's right. It wasn't just 1776. It's going to be coming again. The question is, will it be a peaceful or a violent revolution? Will it be a revolution that results in more individual freedom or in an authoritarian police state? Now, he had some interesting things to say. We're going to talk about that. He says that if they don't fix some of the problems, the pitchforks are going to come out. They certainly are. I don't necessarily agree with his solution, but we're going to talk about that. And, of course, we're going to also have in this edition today, we're going to be talking to author Peter Van Buren. Now, he's not only an author of a couple of books, he was somebody who worked at the State Department for a couple of decades. And so we want to talk to him about his book, which is The Ghost of Tom Joad, The Story of the 99%. You may remember that name, Tom Joad. That's the main character from The Grapes of Wrath. If you remember the movie, that was a character that was played by Henry Fonda. And so he kind of brings that into a more contemporary setting. Instead of it being set in the Depression, it's set in middle America, going into the from the 1950s to the current day. Instead of the rust, instead of the Dust Bowl, we've got the Rust Belt that he's talking about. So that's going to be an interesting interview because he spent a lot of time in Iraq, and it was just Sunday that the New York Times, specifically James Risen, started talking about how Blackwater guards in the embassy there in Iraq were essentially doing whatever they wished and even threatening State Department investigators, threatening to kill them, saying, "This is Iraq. I can kill you if I want to, and no one could or would do anything about it. We're in Iraq." That was what the Blackwater people there told the State Department investigators. And shortly after that, we had that massacre of 17 civilians, including a 9-year-old boy in a public square. They're now being investigated for murder. But I want to talk to him about what happened and what he saw there in Iraq. So that's going to be a very interesting interview. We got Paul Joseph Watson joining us at the bottom of this hour. He's going to be talking about the new revelation from the mainstream media. We've been telling you about it for a long time, but I guess you can believe it now because Charlie Rose says so. It's kind of like the old Get Smart series, you know, where he says, would you believe? It's not that we're lying. That's what he was doing when he was doing it. It's that people won't believe us unless it's coming from CBS or PBS or NBC or some other mainstream media. Well, now they're openly talking about how they're using LED lights to monitor people. Yeah, it's no longer a tinfoil hat issue, and it never was. We knew the technology was there, just as we knew that people were looking at you through your laptops. People laughed at Alex Jones for a long time about saying that they were spying on us. Now it's common knowledge, and many people are just pushing back and saying, so what? Well, we're going to talk about the implications of that with Paul Joseph Watson. He has a story up. He also has a story up about how people get used to living in slavery. That's an amazing story. So we're going to go over that article from Paul Joseph Watson. We have another story here. Police arrest a paraplegic man for considering himself to be a pedestrian. And it's not just that they arrested him. They threw him out of his wheelchair, face on the ground, when he refused to stand up. See, the problem is he's in a wheelchair, as he explained to them, because he is paralyzed from the chest down. And so that's what we see happening here. We've also got some updates on this Tea Party defeat in Mississippi. We now have a Mississippi Democrat Party officials who are admitting that the Cochran team wanted help in stealing the election. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to have reports from Alex Jones on Agenda 21 as well. So stay with us. It's going to be an exciting program.
Is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this July 1st, 2014. Now, tomorrow is July the 2nd, and you know, one of the ways that you might want to celebrate the 4th of July weekend is go check out a new movie from Dinesh D'Souza. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show talking about this movie, talking about how he's being persecuted by the Obama administration because, you know, they do come after anyone who they don't like. Think about the Espionage Act of 1917. For 92 years, it was used three times, from Presidents Woodrow Wilson all the way up to Obama. Then within 5 years, he's used it six times, mostly against journalists. I was just talking before the break about that story that was broken by the New York Times Sunday by James Risen, talking about how Blackwater felt that they were free to threaten any State Department investigators, said, I can kill you, and there's nothing that anyone could or would do about it because this is Iraq. This is the attitude of Blackwater. And that was just a couple of weeks before the massacre of 17 civilians. We're going to be talking to Peter Van Buren, a State Department official who worked for them for a couple of decades, and he was there shortly before that time. So I want to get his feeling on what's going on in Iraq right now. What was it like to be in that kind of a work environment there at the embassy in Baghdad? And, of course, when he started writing about the failed policies of the State Department, they attacked him, just like they did Dinesh D'Souza. They came after him initially because he linked to something that was put up at WikiLeaks. He didn't leak information. He linked to it. And many people believe that that was a trial balloon for what they would later do to journalist Barrett Browning. So this is an important trend that we see. Of course, they're coming after Dinesh D'Souza. They will find anything that they can come after somebody about, whether it's using the IRS or the FEC, or whether or not they're going to claim that it's national security coming after someone. But Dinesh D'Souza's movie is coming out tomorrow, and there's an article by Jerome Corsi, another frequent guest here of Alex's on the radio show, saying that the left is coming out screaming against his movie before it comes out. They want to give it a lot of attention because his previous movie was the second most popular political documentary of all time, earning $33 million. So they want to shoot this down before it comes out. As Corsi says, the political left is coming out screaming and with guns blazing in an attempt to dampen the audience for the highly anticipated film America. This is what one of the guys said. This guy's name is Romero. He writes for the He writes for the Daily Beast, and he said D'Souza is a conservative provocateur, and Romano said that he lacked the space to dispute every specious point that D'Souza makes in America, or to highlight every bit of nonsensical sophistry he employs in order to mask the emptiness of his so-called reasoning. Well, there you go. You know, he says he's just throwing factoids against the wall. But he doesn't have the time to address those factoids. He just doesn't have the space to refute it, so he just calls him names. Just says his arguments are just specious, and I don't have room to refute them. He doesn't even try to address them. He calls them factoids instead of facts. See, it's the language that they use. They always come at you with the language. I thought there was an interesting link on Drudge today, the language of despotism. This came out of the Hoover Institute. And one of the things this article says, they go back, they say it's not just Orwell. In 1984, they said there was a Greek writer who said that words have to change their ordinary meaning and to take that which was now given them in order to control people. Orwell went on to say politics in the English language. He said, political speech and writing are largely the defense of the indefensible. And they give a couple of examples in this article. They talk about how we've had the term affirmative action. That's been replaced with race-sensitive admissions. And he says, but affirmative action was itself a euphemism for racial quotas in the use of college admissions until they were struck down by the Supreme Court case in 1978, Bakke. To salvage racial discrimination, which any process gives race an advantage necessarily requires, Bakke legitimized yet another euphemism, diversity, after a compelling state interest that had justified taking race into account in the university admission. So they use those terms. And we now here's a question for you. One more example he's got here before I get to that. In 2009, of course, there were 13 people killed at Fort Hood by a Muslim army major. And that's still classified as, quote, workplace violence. Workplace violence. Now, here's a pop quiz. What other term do you hear in the news every day that is propaganda? Time's up. Undocumented immigrants. Undocumented immigrants. See, the illegal aliens are not illegal, and they're not from another country. They're immigrants. They're now living here, and they just don't have their documentation yet. But, of course, the city of New York and other places are going to offer them $5 million to defend them, to provide documentation for them, everything from library cards to every other form of ID. And I'm sure they'll find a way to get them in as voters, because this is one of the things that this collapse of the border is about, is a massive gerrymandering on steroids. Because, you know, always with gerrymandering, they've made a fine art of going into a state and creating the districts where they go in and look at the demographics on the computer and pick voter by voter. I remember when I lived in North Carolina, they had one district that was jumping across the street back and forth to try to get the political party that they wanted. I think at that time it was the Democrats. Of course, both of the political parties do that. Now, instead of using computers to pick which voters you want in which districts, they're just going to import the voters into the areas that they want. You know, bring them into California, bring them into New York. And we've got a clip from one of the places in California. Guys, can you cue this up? We have a mayor in California, and he's talking about how the immigrants are going to be brought in about 140 every 72 hours from Texas. And the people are not very happy about it at this town meeting. Can you guys play that?
What we've been told, that most of these immigrants are families. These are mothers and young children or fathers and young children.
The mayor tried to reassure constituents their safety is not in jeopardy, but his words did little to soothe a heated crowd.
I'd like to know, sir, do we have a plan? And I'd like to know what that plan is in the event that these people are starting to be dealt all over town.
I'm sorry, I don't see our officials, and I apologize to everybody, are being really honest.
Immigration officials say the immigrants processed in Murrieta are unlikely to stay in the area.
What will happen is once they're processed by the Border Patrol, they will be released to ICE agents who will make sure they get to their destination and or transportation hubs.
Murrieta's mayor says this first group of 140 people may be the tip of the iceberg. He says it's possible that every 72 hours, another group of about 140 undocumented immigrants will be coming here for processing at this facility.
That's right. They don't feel like they're being told the truth. Well, guess what? Neither do we. We have a story up on InfoWars from Adan Salazar. It's been picked up by the Drudge Report. Two more swine flu cases confirmed among minor detainees. And this is something that broke over the weekend. We had two additional cases of swine flu virus were confirmed amongst the Central American illegal immigrant minors. This is information that came to us from the president of the local Border Patrol Union. He said both cases involving juveniles were confirmed on Friday by medical personnel located at the facility. He also said about 120 people have been isolated due to exposure with the afflicted juveniles. And then on Sunday, he said two more children at the Border Patrol station in Brownsville were also isolated, although they have not confirmed that those are H1N1 swine flu viruses yet. This is his comment. This is what the guy who is talking to us at the National Border Patrol Council said. It is contagious, and we're transporting people to different parts of the state and to different parts of the country. And you hear people in California say, what's going on? And they're sending 140 people about every 72 hours, you heard the mayor say, and then ICE is going to transport them farther into the country. And that was his point. He said, these minors are being kept in overcrowded facilities, ridden with poor hygiene. This is the ideal condition for a viral outbreak. Now, it was just yesterday I talked to Dr. Stanley Monteith on the show, and he was talking about how when HIV was first discovered, that it was treated not as a contagious disease. People were not told how to avoid exposure to it. We didn't do anything. The CDC would not do anything to stop exposure to it or to help people to stop exposure to it. No, it was treated as a political issue. And so now we have not just HIV, because it was also, they said there's increasing worries about immigrants hailing from Honduras that could be affected with HIV. It's not just HIV. It's a whole slew of diseases that have been identified. But, of course, as we also reported, the CDC has no interest in this. These border officials, a Border Patrol union, has contacted the CDC, asked them for help. They said, it's not our job. It's not their job. Now, one of the things behind this, of course, is we would like to get people to understand is that this is about making NAFTA a fact. As Petraeus said, this is something that was passed 20 years ago. They passed NAFTA. The laws have been on the books. Now they're making it an established fact. It was the law du jour. Now it's becoming de facto. They're making it an accomplished fact. And one of the things that he said in that speech where he said, what comes after America? Well, that's simple. North America. He means North American Union, and he made it very clear that was what he meant. He was talking about how the demographics in all these other countries are falling and Europe, even in China and other places in Asia, and yet in North America, they're increasing. It's like, really? Really? Are they really increasing? U.S. News and World Report says today that America's evolving look. Census shows that white deaths are outpacing births. Okay? It's not happening. They're bringing people in for that demographic increase. And yet in the same speech, he talks about how they're going to have to get along with fewer people working. They're not looking at that for the long term. They're not bringing them in for workers. Stay with us. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson at the bottom of the hour. Alex Jones is going to have a special report on Agenda 21. And Peter Van Buren, a diplomat who's been in Iraq at Baghdad, gives us a scoop.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I'm going to be joined in the next segment by Paul Joseph Watson out of the UK. We're going to talk about some breaking articles on Infowars.com. One of them, we've now learned from Charlie Rose, who, of course, we can now trust him, even though Alex has been telling you this for a very long time, that your LED lights can be used to track you, to spy on you, even to determine if you've got firearms. How about that? No paranoia there, because that's Charlie Rose, and we can believe anything he has to say. Also, an amazing article about a guy who lived in a prison and lived as a slave in North Korea, and how he can't get his head around being free. He kind of liked his slavery. So we're going to talk about that with Paul Joseph Watson. Alex Jones also has a special report coming up in the second hour on Agenda 21. You won't want to miss that special report. And we're going to be talking to Peter Van Buren, somebody who for 23 years worked for the State Department. He was talking after he left the State Department about how ineffective things were in Iraq. So we want to talk to him and get his take as someone who's been there, who's been fairly high up in the State Department, get his take on what is going on now in Iraq, and also what we just learned on Sunday about how Blackwater was threatening State Department investigators, threatening to kill them, saying there's nothing you can or will do about this because we're in Iraq. We can do whatever we wish. And that was just a couple of weeks before they had the now infamous massacre of 17 civilians in a public area there in Iraq, including a 9-year-old. Yesterday we had a Supreme Court decision about the Hobby Lobby, about the mandate, and it was a clash of can the government force us to violate our religious convictions? And, of course, the left was saying, well, this is a corporation because this family business decided to incorporate. Now they no longer have any religious freedom. The Supreme Court said, no, actually, they do. And the Supreme Court, I believe, made the right decision. Now, of course, we had in the dissent, we had some female justices were very angry about this. The Justice Ginsburg said, well, we're going to have a situation now where just anyone, any corporation or anyone can assert that they have religious objections. It's like, yeah, that's what the First Amendment is about. She thought that was just too radical of an idea. She actually used that word. She said it was too radical. We saw that Supreme Court Justice Kagan said that you can't do this. Congress gave an entitlement. They made a law. Well, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the free exercise of religion. The exercise of religion. These are not just convictions that we hold quietly in the closet. And, of course, there's been a lot of reactions to this and a lot of hate calling for Hobby Lobby to be boycotted, many people calling for violence, calling for it to be burned down. Of course, doesn't look like the government's worried about that. They would be all over it if somebody was talking about burning down the White House, but you can talk about burning down people's private property and their businesses, and evidently that's not a problem. This I thought was interesting, and along the same line, we see that in Canada, a small town city council has canceled an event at a city-owned facility last month after learning that the event was going to be sponsored in part by Chick-fil-A. This is a town of about 85,000 people. It was going to be an event that was going to be leased out to a Georgia-based leadership organization there in Nanaimo, British Columbia, I believe is the way it's pronounced. And this is what the city council person said. He said, any events that are associated with organizations or people that promote or have a history of divisiveness, homophobia, or expressions of hate, I didn't know that Chick-fil-A was about hate, will not be permitted by the city. And then he went on to say, to compare them to organized crime. And he said, I think that Chick-fil-A's beliefs are almost to a criminal point of view this day and age. Yes, they nearly have criminalized any dissent with the state religion. And when he compares it to organized crime, we need to realize that if we don't stand for due process for even the worst people, even somebody you don't like, then you're going to lose it for yourself. The RICO statutes were initially created because they couldn't get convictions against organized crime, and it wasn't too long before they were using it against abortion protesters. This is the kind of slippery slope we see. And now it's gotten to the point where they feel like they can go in and confiscate the assets of people. We just had a case where a couple who was accused of stealing medical devices took out a loan on their home. And the government came in and confiscated their funds from that loan that they'd gotten out to defend themselves. So now they're left defenseless, and they justified it in the same way that they justified attacking organized crime and taking away their due process. We have to stand for that, even for the worst in society, or we wind up with this kind of political correctness and tyranny. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every business owner knows how tough it is to get financing for their business. Whether the cash is needed for expansion, repairs, or growth, when you need financing, you need a reliable source. Banks are happy to hold your deposits, but don't bother to ask them for a business loan. For 10 years, Merchant Capital Source has been helping small businesses just like yours get the money they need. If your business needs as much as $250,000, Merchant Capital Source can deliver in as little as 3 to 5 days, even if you have poor credit. If you've been in business for 6 months and produce at least $15,000 in monthly sales, there's a good chance you'll qualify. And talk about hassle-free. We don't need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of using Merchant Capital Source to meet their capital needs. Log on to mccash.com right now for a free quote. That's mccash.com or call 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. 800-296-0772.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. If you realize you are not prepared,
I'm telling you, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and from the UK, we're being joined now with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to talk about a couple of articles that he's got up on InfoWars.com. Smart streetlights to track everything we do all the time. You can believe that because now CBS News is reporting it. And also, can a slave ever truly understand freedom? A man who escaped from a North Korean death camp now wants to return. So we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson about that. Before we do, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show is brought to you by some of the products that we offer here. And, of course, that's the way we fund our operation. We're not funded by grants from the government. We're not funded by big pharmaceutical companies, as most of the networks are today. We're funded by the products that we offer you. We believe that they're a way to help you, and it helps us. It funds us, and it helps your family. One of those products is a 25% off special right now. That's Fluoride Shield. It's an exclusive blend of key herbs and ingredients specifically infused within the formula to help support the elimination of toxic forms of fluoride and other dangerous compounds like mercury, chlorine, and bromine from within the body. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. It's 25% off Fluoride Shield. Even if you're on a well, you're still going to get exposed to a lot of these chemicals just as you move through society. If you ever eat out, you're going to be probably exposed in most places to fluoride in your water. We also have a limited edition of some new Made in 1776 buckles. And, of course, as the 4th of July is coming up, this is a great way to show your support of freedom. And this particular buckle is about Second Amendment rights. This is a Molon Labe buckle. It's the same beautiful design we have on our T-shirts. It's a limited edition run of only 500 buckles per color. They have Made in 1776 on the back, as well as a number that tells you which one of these special editions it is. It's a great conversation starter, and they look super. So you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can find the Fluoride Shield 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Welcome, Paul. How are you?
David, good to be back.
It's good to have you on here. You had an interesting article here, and it was very interesting to hear what they had to say. Of course, Alex has been talking about this. InfoWars has been talking about this for a long time. But now we see that the mainstream media doesn't want to ignore this anymore, do they? About the LED lights.
Yeah, this is basically a product placement by CBS News talking about these new smart LED lights, which are being rolled out in major cities across the U.S. Las Vegas last year, also New York's rolling them out. And basically, they touted the environmental benefits of saving energy, saving money with these new LED lights. They kind of gave some token credence to the privacy concerns while skirting around them. And basically, the CBS anchor says that these new smart streetlights, which, as you said, we reported years ago through IntelliStreets, which is a different company introducing them, will have the ability eventually to track everything we do all the time. Because what they don't tell you in this CBS News report is the fact that they can record and store actual conversations. You're walking down the street, the streetlight picks up your conversation, stores it, no doubt, in an NSA database. That's what they didn't tell you in the CBS report. It was basically a product placement for these new spying systems masquerading as lights.
Let's play a little bit of that report here. It's a little bit too long for us to play the entire part of it, but let's play a little bit of that report from CBS this morning.
Should you find yourself in Terminal B at Newark Airport, look up. Those aren't just new lights, they're smart lights. A sophisticated array of LED fixtures with built-in sensors and cameras connected over a wireless network. They monitor security, the flow of foot traffic.
Newark's primarily interested in energy savings.
Hugh Martin is president of Sensity,
a Silicon Valley
company that developed the smart lights at Newark and this parking garage in San Jose.
So these lights, they sense that we're walking?
Yeah, there's a motion sensor in each individual light.
What does this do as far as energy?
This week we saved about $3,500, over $182,000 a year in energy saved just from this.
Across the globe, cities are phasing out old energy-wasting incandescent and sodium bulbs and replacing them with
LEDs. Okay, that's good. Yeah, it's not about saving energy. You can save energy if you've just got an LED bulb, but they're talking about watching you, about tracking you, and they even show in that report, they talk about how they're using it for security in a private corporation's parking lot, and they say this is tracking you everywhere you go. And as you just pointed out, Paul, they're recording it. So I don't think if you're tracking people, you've got all these other devices there and you're recording stuff, that, I guess, really kind of hurts your energy savings a little bit, doesn't it? But it's really not about energy savings.
No, in the report they also talk about license plate tracking. So it has very little to do with energy savings and everything to do with surveillance. And, you know, we ask commonly, what is the ultimate goal of surveillance? It's not about the surveillance itself. It's about cultivating the fear amongst the general public that everything they do is under ubiquitous surveillance.
Yes.
So it goes back to what we've talked about before, which is the panopticon effect, you know, what Foucault talked about in Discipline and Punish, which is that those who believe they are being watched will do what is wanted of them, obedient compliance, without even realizing that they're being controlled. And that's the whole idea. It's about creating this compulsion to obedience. It's about institutionalizing the whole idea of, you know, don't stick your neck out, don't talk about politics, don't exercise your freedoms, don't deviate from the received wisdom of the establishment, because Big Brother is always watching. That's the ultimate goal of surveillance, as we've explained many times.
And the real freedom is to say, I don't care. I don't care if you're watching me. I'm going to do it anyway. And that's the attitude that people need to adopt. They constantly are talking about Orwell in this piece. They throw it out several times. And I thought it was interesting that at the very end, where this reporter says to the guy that that people heard there at the beginning, this is kind of Orwellian, isn't it? And he comes back and immediately says, well, wouldn't you want to protect your children if this could determine that somebody had a gun on them near a school? So as you're pointing out, they're looking at license plates, they're connecting it to a database, they bragged about how this was going to be a global system, and then at the very end, he's talking about scanning to see if somebody's got a gun on them. And of course, it's all about the children, isn't it, Paul? They always do that, whether it's destroying our borders or destroying our rights. It's all about children. It's always the beard.
It sounds rather Orwellian.
Wouldn't at least the parents of kids at a school feel better if they knew that there was a analytic that looked for objects that could be guns on people that were coming into the school?
Yeah, there you go.
Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Wouldn't that be a good thing?
It's always for the kids, isn't it? Just like, you know, DHS attaching RFID tags to children because they really care about the kids.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not about, we know what it's about because we've seen the history, we've seen the pattern, we've seen where it's going. There have been studies, for example, Stanford University 1975 study, which illustrated that participants will side with the establishment position on political arguments like legalizing marijuana if they think their responses are going to be seen by authorities. There are other studies which show that people, writers, are more reluctant to talk about political subjects, 25%, because they fear that it will be picked up in their emails, in their phone conversations with their friends. So a quarter of Americans, at least, are subjected to this panopticon effect where you self-censor, you self-regulate not only your free speech, but your behavior and the exercise of your freedoms, which, of course, only benefits the establishment, only benefits the state, which is one of the major reasons why they're rolling out this huge surveillance network.
That's right. You have to get over that hump. You have to get to the point where you say, I'm going to speak out about this anyway, whatever the consequences. And then at that point, you're in. You're in. And now you're free to say whatever you want to criticize this, to speak up for your freedoms. Talking about that panopticon effect and people self-censoring themselves and being afraid to say what they are, take it one step further with this other article, Paul. Can a slave ever truly understand freedom? This is about the guy who escaped North Korean death camp and now wants to return.
Yeah, this is a documentary I watched a couple of nights ago called Camp 14 Total Control Zone. I encourage everybody to watch it. It's basically about a North Korean who was born inside a North Korean death camp. He witnessed all kinds of horrors. He was brutally tortured, punished, even witnessed the public execution of his mother and his brother.
Wow.
But because he had no innate family, you know, he couldn't embrace even the concept of family. He said that he had no emotion whatsoever when he was watching the execution of his mother and his brother. So when he risked his life to escape many years later, when he was 23, remember, he was born in the camp, they basically conducted an interview with him. He defected to South Korea. And he said that he missed life in the camp and that he wanted to return to this North Korean death camp, this torture camp, because he felt pure. He had a lack of concern. He didn't have to worry about free will. So again, as I point out in the article, it speaks to this idea of, you know, statism in its most undiluted expression, which is the ability to induce this potent form of Stockholm syndrome, where the slave has the need to express free will or even think about free will completely eliminated, So even though he's being tortured every day, he's witnessing all these horrors, he moves to South Korea, relative freedom in comparison, and yet he wants to return to the death camp, which is why I asked in the headline, you know, can a slave ever truly understand freedom? Because if you're born into it, then what does freedom represent to you? So I made the comparison, you know, we've got billions of people who are content to remain imprisoned in their own self-imposed jail cells, again, going back to the fear of stepping outside their comfort zones in terms of surveillance. So you can draw a parallel between this North Korean prison inmate who wants to return to the labor camp and billions of people today who are content to remain in their own self-imprisoned delusion and never, you know, peek outside Pandora's box.
You know, I hear people talk all the time about the trade-off between liberty and security, and the mainstream media and the government want us to believe that there is some kind of a trade-off. But when you trade off your liberty, people without liberty are slaves. And so to the degree that you trade off your human dignity and your human freedom, you become more of a slave by that amount. And when you trade all of it off, you essentially have all of your security. You live in a maximum security. That's a prison. And so that's what this guy wants. He really wants his security. He wants to get back into a maximum security prison in North Korea. And many people want that today in America. I said this yesterday. I used to hear all the time people say, as just kind of a joke, a figure of speech, hey, it's a free country. And they, you know, you say, hey, can I do this? It's a free country. Do whatever you want. You don't hear people say that anymore. People don't think of America as being a free country. And it isn't a free country. Because one of the other things you used to hear all the time was, hey, there ought to be a law. Or, you know, you're making a federal case out of it. They've made a federal case out of everything. And they made a law essentially about everything. But the other thing, Paul, that I think this brings out is the danger. You said that he had absolutely no concept of family. He didn't react to the fact that he saw members of his family executed. That has been the dream of tyrants forever. It was formalized in Plato's Republic. They wanted to make sure that people didn't know who their parents were so that their only family, the only thing that they had any connection to, was the state, no matter how badly it treated them. And that's what this guy has. He's evidence of how well that works. And I feel like that's the danger when we see this massive influx of young people. And, of course, part of that is a beard to say that it's all about the youth coming across the border, because Obama does classify children as people up to the age of 31 in his documents there. But, you know, that is a danger when we see there are a massive number of children that are coming in. And I think that that connection that they have, losing that connection to their family to that degree, coming into a different culture where we can't reach them to get them to understand the American traditions of liberty because of language barrier as easily or as soon, I think that's a very dangerous part of this explosion of immigration at the border.
Exactly. And I mean, also tying into this in terms of enslavement and surveillance is the Facebook issue, which if the audience didn't hear about this, Facebook basically conducted a secret experiment back in 2012 with 700 users. They displayed either positive or negative stories on their Facebook newsfeed and gauged the response. And of course, they found that, quote, the results show emotional contagion. People who saw negative posts were more likely to respond with their own negative posts. So, you know, I made a video yesterday asking the question, why does Facebook have a team of scientists conducting secret experiments to manipulate emotions? And it actually turns out that they changed the terms of agreement after this experiment was conducted to try and make it more ethical. And I made the connection between the fact that we know authorities in the UK, the US are preparing for these riots, for this domestic disorder, you know, building fake towns, buying riot control gear. We've also got top economists predicting civil unrest as a result of this soaring food inflation and wealth inequality. So I made the connection between, you know, they're aware that social revolutions, the Arab Spring, etc., were founded on social media, and they're very nervous about being able to sway and control social media in terms of gauging dissatisfaction amongst the public. So in tying it to the fear of riots, the fear of domestic disorder, it actually turns out today that a clear connection has emerged between this Facebook study and the concept of authorities preparing for civil unrest, because one of the individuals who conducted the Facebook study, Jeffrey T. Hancock from Cornell University, He was the same individual who received funding from the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, for a study called Cornell Modeling Discourse and Social Dynamics in Authoritarian Regimes. And this is what we talked about last month. This is the Minerva Institute, which hit the headlines for its involvement in another DOD program, which funds universities to study dynamics and risks to predict large-scale civil unrest around the world. So this Facebook secret study to manipulate people's emotions was in part created, contrived by one of the same individuals who's working with the Pentagon, with the DOD, to try and model, predict, and prepare for mass civil unrest. So now we have a clear connection between the two.
Yeah, it's not just a format out there that lets you express yourself. They're very interested in not only monitoring what people are doing. We see all the time that they're coming after people for things that were said on Facebook. So we know that law enforcement at all levels is monitoring Facebook fairly closely. But the teens who are using it, the adults who are using it, I think they kind of look at this, Paul, as like some kind of a reality TV show. And I think it's interesting to remember that the very first reality TV show, I think, was Big Brother. That ought to be telling. But they look at this and say, well, yeah, I guess I can become a celebrity like the people that were on Big Brother if I just expose my life and put all this stuff out there. But as you pointed out, they're using things to manipulate people. They're finding a way that they can manipulate people. There was, in the New York Times article about this, there was a tweet from a privacy activist, Lauren Weinstein. She says, I wonder if Facebook killed anyone with their emotional manipulation stunt. At their scale and with depressed people out there, it's possible. That is possible. So we're going to be right back. We're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson, maybe talking to him about what's happening with this and also about perhaps what's going on with the Snowden leaks. That was pulled back at the last minute by Glenn Greenwald. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
Every business owner knows how tough it is to get financing for their business. Whether the cash is needed for expansion, repairs, or growth, when you need financing, you need a reliable source. Banks are happy to hold your deposits, but don't bother to ask them for a business loan. For 10 years, Merchant Capital Source has been helping small businesses just like yours get the money they need. If your business needs as much as $250,000, Merchant Capital Source can deliver in as little as 3 to 5 days, even if you have poor credit. If you've been in business for 6 months and produce at least $15,000 in monthly sales, details, there's a good chance you'll qualify. And talk about hassle-free. We don't need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of using Merchant Capital Source to meet their capital needs. Log on to mccash.com right now for a free quote. That's mccash.com or call 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. 800-296-0772.
There's a man going around taking names.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and in the UK, we're joined by Paul Joseph Watson, and we were just talking before the break about this Facebook experiment. As some people pointed out, academic protocols generally call for getting people's consent before psychological research is conducted on them. That's the way the New York Times put it. Other people said doing psychological testing on people crosses the line. And, of course, that's what they were doing. They were doing psychological testing, trying to change people's moods from being positive to being negative or make them depressed. And, of course, they found that they were able to do that. See, Facebook is not just about monitoring you. It's also about controlling you, just like the media. They're not trying to get people in this experiment to purchase a particular product. They're trying to make them depressed or make them happy. And they were successful in doing that, weren't they, Paul?
They were. The results show that they could manipulate people's moods because the people who saw negative posts then posted their own negative items. And again, it's been linked to this same individual who's helping the Pentagon prepare for large-scale civil unrest around the world. So obviously it indicates that they're preparing to use Facebook and other social media to gauge dissatisfaction amongst the public in the hope that they can then manipulate it in order to achieve their own ends, which is obviously to keep people pacified in times of civil unrest or emergency.
Yeah, the Minerva Project, yes. And I also find it very alarming that we see that the conditions that were laid down back in the 80s, and back in 1984 by Oliver North and Rex 84, as well as Operation Garden Plot, we see that those conditions that they were laying down, like a massive collapse of the border, a massive economic collapse, we see them creating those situations right now. As you've been pointing out for a number of years, we see in their purchases that they're militarizing the police, but they're also accumulating vast amounts of ammunition and military vehicles. In every way, they're monitoring and preparing and even initiating a massive economic collapse.
Exactly, that they're preparing for civil unrest. Whether it arrives or not remains to be seen, but they're gearing up for it. Also, if you remember back in, I think it was 2007, quite a while ago now, we got a number of pastors who approached us and said that they were part of a FEMA program, which was based around pacifying populations in the event of emergencies or civil unrest. They actually were training the pastors to go out and tell their congregation to, quote, obey government in these times of chaos or disorder. So these programs, as you said, they go back decades. And again, with Garden Plot and what came out from Oliver North, immigration, a crisis, an influx of immigrants from across the border was one of the examples they gave in which they may be forced to use internment camps to keep people in prison. So we've had a history of these programs being revealed, and now we've got them gaming social media to try and influence people's emotions. And the shocking thing is that there is a connection to these preparations for civil unrest. And we're going to have an article on Infowars.com about this very shortly.
And, of course, we keep hearing from them that it's not a crisis, it's an opportunity. We hear that not only from Pelosi, but we hear it from high-ranking leaders within the GOP. In the short time that we've got, I thought it was interesting, and I wanted to get your take on this. Glenn Greenwald was going to release a large list of people that the NSA had been spying on that they came across in the Snowden documents. He was going to release that at midnight last night. And he backed off, saying that he's been given some new information from the government that he has to consider about that. We're almost out of time, but I'd like to get your take on that briefly if you can hang around to the next segment there, Paul.
Sure.
Okay, great. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. I'm David Knight here in Austin on the Alex Jones Radio Show. And Alex is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour with a report on Agenda 21. You won't want to miss that. Also, Peter Van Buren, a former diplomat from Iraq. He's going to give us his take on Baghdad and the collapse in Iraq. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is some good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.